They were married. They are the couple, and they have two daughters at this time, and they leave Thebes to build a new city in the desert. He moves the capital about 200 miles north of Thebes to a place called Tel al-Amarna. Shortened it, we call it Amarna. And builds an entirely new city. Now, why does he move to this godforsaken place in the desert? The answer is, there were no gods there before. Nobody ever lived there before. It's virgin territory. And he is going to build a whole new religious community in the desert. It must have been a little bit like Brigham Young leading the Mormons to Utah. In this vast wasteland, they will build a new society and a new religion. Now, it's interesting to think about who moves with Akhenaten. He's leaving Thebes. Who's going to go with him? My feeling is, it's the losers. It's the people who have nothing to lose. They're not that well established in society. And here you got the Pharaoh who's saying, we've got a whole new religion, come with me. Why not? It's kind of like what Janis Joplin says, freedom is nothing left to lose. And the well established people stay back in Thebes. For example, if you've built your tomb in Thebes and you believe in the old religion that Osiris, the god of the dead, is going to welcome you in the next world, you're not going to leave all that. You're well established. So the losers, the people who aren't doing well in society, they move with Akhenaten 200 miles north to Tel al-Amarna and start building a city in the desert. It must have been exciting, incredibly exciting. Now, what do they do? There's nothing there. They literally live in tents while the city is being built. It also must have been an incredible time for construction people, because you need construction workers and people building cities, and the pharaoh's paying for it all. So they move to the city. Now, Akhenaten erects boundary stela. These are boundary markers around where his city is going to be. It's sort of delimiting the city. And on the boundary stela, he carves a proclamation. First, he says, the Aten, the solar disk, showed me where to build. Showed me where to build. It's a vision, a religious vision that he has of where to build. Now, I was at Amarna about 8 or 9 years ago, in a small hotel. Not many tourists go there. It's in the middle of fundamentalist Egypt. And I'm looking out the window at like 5 in the morning. And then I saw something that said, my God, Akhenaten was right. What it was, the symbol for horizon in ancient Egyptian is a notch in the mountain with the sun coming over it. So it's a notch with the sun coming over it. I look out my window, and there is a notch in the mountain with the sun right behind it. This must have been what Akhenaten saw. And the name he gives to his city? Achet Aten, the horizon of the Aten. And I think when he says, the Aten showed me where to build, that's what he meant. It's the horizon of the Aten. So on the stela he says, the Aten has shown me where to build. And he says, on the stela, I will build this city and I will never leave it. I will not go past its northern boundary. I will not go past its southern boundary. I will not go past its eastern boundary. I will not go past its western boundary. The pharaoh is never going to leave this city. He certainly can't lead the army. He can't even govern Egypt. He's in isolation here. What is going to happen? Well, Akhenaten continues ruling. He is not the political leader anymore. He's not the military leader. He only seems to care about religion. We have archives written by the ambassadors, the Egyptian ambassadors, to foreign lands. And they write to Akhenaten and say, we're not respected anymore. They are attacking my house. Send the army. Akhenaten never replies. We get another letter back from maybe one guy is named Ribadi. He wrote about 12 letters. He was being attacked. They were beating him up. He says, please, Pharaoh, send, you know. Never a reply, ever. Egypt is going downhill, and the Pharaoh doesn't seem to care.